lift us above all situations and circumstances. That same spirit that gave life to the dead body of Jesus, that same spirit is able to quicken our mortal bodies in spite of all that we may be going through, in spite of all that the enemy may throw on our ways. We know we are more than conquerors. We know we are more than conquerors. We know we are overcomers in the Lord Jesus. Therefore, Lord, as many as are under the sound of my voice today, I decree liberty to you in Jesus' name. I decree freedom to you in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree prosperity to you today in Jesus' name. I dispense mercy to you in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree breakthrough to you now in Jesus' name. I say, because he lives, you can face tomorrow. Every confusion becomes history in your life. Today with clarity, you will walk the walk of your salvation. I say, today with vision, you will walk the walk of your salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus, nothing will be enough to stop you, because you are greater than your adversary. In Jesus' name, I say, you are greater than your adversary. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are made of the stock of success. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please be seated, and God will bless you. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. By the grace of God, I want to speak to us on a very, very common topic. Something we live with. Some things we experience every day. That is what God has led me to talk to us about. And our text is taken from Psalm 121. Psalm 121 that we all know. That's where our text is taken from today. It says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. In Jesus' name. Like I told us, I want to speak to us on a very common topic. And there's probably only one person who can guess what that topic is, which I'm going to share with us. I hope you don't laugh. Praise the Lord. What God has asked me to share with you is titled Noise and Music. Praise the Lord. What's the title? Noise and Music. Amen. And I want to believe that this has come about because God has been speaking to me variously about some things. And the workers who are here the other Saturday, I share with them what God said to me. I don't know if I've shared it with the church, that what God told me, what God actually showed me, was an auditorium filled with all manners of food. You can imagine this auditorium filled with food. filled with Nigerian food, Filipino food, you know, all those nice, nice meals that you love so much. And God told me that it is possible for one to see, to come to such a place and go out hungry. That it is possible for one to come to such a place and still go out hungry. And my prayer for you this morning is that you are not going to go hungry in Jesus' name. So in other words, in the midst of plenty, some people still suffer. Some people still go hungry. Oh yes. And the reason God gave me is this. He said the reason people will go hungry is because in the midst of such provisions that some people will, instead of focusing on what has been provided, they'll focus on something else. They may say, look, I'm not even sure of who cooked the meal. I'm not sure whether they washed their hands. I'm not sure whether they are angels or something else. I'm not sure if it will taste exactly like the one, you know, I'm used to. They may say it's even too cold. Some people will say it's too hot. And in the process, what happens? They will waste time. And they may even go home hungry. In the midst of so much provisions. You will agree with me that this is a land of many provisions. But it's still possible for people to go hungry. But that will not be your story in Jesus' name. Hence, God has asked me to speak to you about noise and music. How many of us love music? I love music. In fact, in those days, when I used to be in the world, I know a lot of music. We'll go and write it down. We know the lyrics. We'll write it down. You know, my own kind of music may not be your kind of music. I used to love country music a lot. The Kenny Rogers of this world, Don Williams, Dolly Parton. Wake me from my sleep, I could sing virtually almost all those things. You know, all those songs. And of course, many, many others. I love music. First thing in the morning, when we're waking up, you know, in fact, sometimes we even set the timer. So make sure that music is what is waking you up. So when it is about 5:30, you just hear, you know. It's so wonderful. You know. And the reason why you love music, why it's so nice to listen to music, is because music is often, what you call music is often agreeable to you. It's pleasant and it's often harmonious. I want us to take note of the word harmonious. It's harmonious, you know. There's a rhythm to it. It's not just a happenstance. It's not just, you know. As opposed to noise. Noise on its own part has no musical quality. It's generally not harmonious. It's generally not pleasant. Let me just make this statement. That to every music, there is a level of noise. Please, those of us who have done music here, do you want to corroborate that statement? To every music, there is a level of noise. No, even with digitalization, you may reduce the noise, but there's still a level of unwanted sound in the sound that is being produced. In other words, no music is pure. As pleasant as the music may sound to your hearing, you may not be able to pick it, but no music is completely pure. Why don't we like noise? We don't like noise because it's unpleasant. It's often not the intended thing. It's not the outcome we want. And it's often a distraction. That's why we don't like noise. You see, when I try to study, and the kids, even my wife's, when she wants to talk to me and I try to study, I say, please, you know, I'm studying, please, I'm studying. You know, because it represents a distraction. It's not what you intend. Let me give us what we can, another analogy of noise. Recently, I was with the kids sitting in our lounge, and some people were racing dogs. Racing them. These dogs were running. I don't know if the kids will remember. As the dogs were racing on the track, something happened. How many of us remember? Okay, what happened? There was a bunny that crossed. A rabbit just crossed. They were actually racing for a prize. You know, they do dog race. People actually bet. They were racing, and then a bunny crossed. A rabbit just crossed. What happened? One of the dogs left the race and did what? And chased after the rabbit and forgot the prize. You know, I told you, every day of my life I'm being taught lessons. You see, everything I see to me ministers to me. As all the other dogs, they continue racing for the prize, but this one dog, as soon as it saw that rabbit cross the track, I don't know what, and left the prize. The rabbit represents a noise. It represented what? A distraction. It was not the intended goal. It was not the intended outcome. Yet the dog strayed away. That would not be the story of your life in Jesus' name. Do you know that as Christians too, many rabbits will cross our paths? Till Jesus come, rabbits, I'm sure you understand what I mean, will cross your path. While you are running this race, the rabbits which represent the noise will cross your path. But we have a duty to keep listening to the music of the Spirit, because it does not matter how good the music may sound, there will always be noise there. There's some degree of noise, and we need to be aware of it. If that dog had been well prepared and told that a rabbit might run across your path, please just chase after the prize, the dog probably could have won the race. But as soon as that dog raced, you know, straight off the track, it was already disqualified. You will not be disqualified in Jesus' name. You see, in your service to God, it's not going to be music all the way. What did I say? It's not going to be pleasant all the way. It's not going to be harmonious all the way. Nehemiah will tell you, I've read it to us, I don't want to take us back there again. In Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 5 to 9, we read about the distractions. Nehemiah was actually telling us the story that it was the fifth time that Sanballat and Tobiah would cause distraction. They wrote a letter accusing him of all sorts of things. If you read that place very well, Nehemiah said, but we did not do what? We did not give them audience. In other words, he knew that that was meant to be a distraction. he kept focus on what God has called him to do. Do you know that sometimes your past could represent a barrier or a noise that is still raising its head even now in your life? Some of us have had very colorful backgrounds, and I have had one too. I've just told you, in fact, some of you may not believe that I used to be a DJ. You may not believe, yes. I've done all kind of parties that you can think of. I've done pepper soup parties. I've done suya parties. Oh, she will tell you. I used to be a big time organizer of parties. When I was in Abuja, I was one of the happening guys. Yes. As a copper, I had money from my salary. I had money from on call. I had money from private practice. When coppers were getting 250, I was making like 2,000 naira every month. And that was big money. But when we come to Jesus, and he makes a difference in our lives, do you know that the past will want to echo sometimes in the present? The past becomes a noise in the music of the Holy Spirit. You cannot allow yourself to listen to the noise from the past. Sometimes it's the noise of condemnation. How far you have been. And it holds some people down, even when they want to serve God. And the enemy will tell you, you are unworthy. You see, I tell people, I say, look, the reason, after you have come to Christ, the reason you don't want to sin against God is not because God will not forgive you. Right? He will forgive you when you are for forgiveness. But it may set you back. In fact, after God has forgiven you, the enemy will remind you. A lot of times, you will not even forgive yourself. And it becomes the noise in the music that the Holy Spirit wants to play in your life. Do you know that sometimes the noise in your life as you want to serve God is your present insecurity? We become so insecure about what the future holds. If I don't do this, you know, and I'm telling you, look, I tell people, I say, look, do you know how many situations you have come to in your life that you think there is no end, that you think that you cannot make it past that point, and you think the end has come? And where are those situations today? They have gone. And I'm telling you, many more will come and you will overcome them. I say many more will come and you overcome them in Jesus' name. Presenting, look, sometimes because of our insecurity and we think of what people would say, we don't even want to put ourselves forward. Don't you know that each time you come to serve God and you come to put yourself forward like this, you are taking a risk? Because people, we do what? We talk. I tell my wife, I say, what's mouth made for? It's for eating and talking. You are not going to stop anybody's mouth from talking. It's what, as God told us last week, it's noise. It's all noise. Present insecurity. Sometimes we have competing needs. There are those needs of the body, and there are those spiritual needs. The needs of the body becomes a noise in the background of the music of the Holy Spirit in your life. What are you listening to? Are you listening to the noise or to the music? You only know those people who love the noise. When anyone comes to the church and you say, look, we talk about God, you say, praise God, you are excited about God. Look, I'm excited too. But do you know, some people will come to church like this, instead of keeping the focus on God, the noise will be the politics of the church, the difficulties in the church, where people are struggling, and all these things. Those are the noises. They are not the work. They are not what we are called to do. What we are called to do is the music. And we will dance to it in Jesus' name. Even as children of God, we must be on the lookout for noises in our marriages. Do you know that for some homes, the noises are louder than the music? Yes. The noises, they become louder than what? The music. I want to tell you this morning, it does not matter how loud the noise may be, you will hear the music of the Lord in your home in Jesus' name. I was reading a very, very tragic story this weekend. It was a Nigerian family in the U.S. They attend church. Apparently, they've broken up a couple of times, and the husband acted as if he wanted to make up with the wife and asked that the wife meet him in his sister's place, maybe to talk. And he went and met the wife there. How many of us read the story? Okay, what's tragic? The wife didn't know he was carrying a gun in his pocket. He shot the wife several times, killed her, and shot himself. That is when the noise becomes louder than the music. Do you know that sometimes some of the things that cause these differences, they are so little? Do you know that some of the things that cause the differences, they are so insignificant? And in the scheme of the things of our lives, they are nothing. And in 1 week's time, you can't even remember them anymore. In 2 weeks' time, they become infinitesimal. And yet, when you are burning with rage, that noise is so loud, and the music is forgotten. And you do anything in response to the noise. That will not be the story of your home in Jesus' name. Do you know what? Please listen to what I'm going to say here very well. Jesus said to Martha, we are going to get there. He said, one thing is needful. In other words, only one thing is important. Right? Only one thing is important. Every other thing is not important. Please, take note of that today. Every other thing is what? Is not important. But do you know what? Things become as important as we make them. That's why they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Whatever you make important in your life will become important. If it is money that you make important in your life, money will become important. And do you know what? You will run from pillar to post. Even when God blesses you and you are making 1 million in a year, it will not be enough for you. When you start to make 10 million, it will not be enough for you. When you start to make 100 million, it will not be enough for you. When you start to make 1 billion, it will not be enough for you. You, in fact, you know what? You may be making 1 million and you know somebody who has 5,000 and you still steal his money. Am I right? Yes. You may have 1 million and you will steal from somebody who has 2,000. Do I have an example? David is an example. He had so many wives, yet Uriah had just one. He decided to take his wife. And it's still happening today. Things assume the importance you give to them. Everything important, if it is food, you will eat, and it will be so important to you. The Yoruba, they say something. I don't know how to say it. Yoruba. Bomujeri. You know, the mouth will never say, oh, I've eaten this before. I'm not going to eat. It will eat. Bring tomorrow, it will eat. Next tomorrow, it will eat. Do you know also that there may be noise in your destiny? Noise in your destiny. How do I know? Jabesh, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. There was noise in his destiny. He knew that the music was not playing. He knew that there was noise in his destiny. He quickly identified it and said, Father, I want to listen to the music, not the noise. And the Bible said, God changed his destiny. And you know what? He became more honorable than his fellow men. God will make you more honorable in Jesus' name. Do you know that there could be noise in your place of work too? And if you listen to that noise, I know a brother, if he stays on a job for 2 years, he has really tried. Somebody will always rub him the wrong way and he will resign. Every job he takes up, before you know what is happening, somebody has offended him. And he will do what? He will resign and go. Because what? He listened to the noise, not the music. You will listen to the music in Jesus' name. I was listening to the news again yesterday, and the news said that the Chinese government is investing millions of dollars to support organized religion, organized churches. How many of us have read The Heavenly Man, Brother Nyun? Please go and read that book. When I read it, I was just crying. I was weeping. It tells you the story of Christianity in China. The BBC commentator said something. He said, because they now realize that suspending religion is not practical. That they realize fighting it is not practical. So they decided to do what? To sponsor churches. But according to their own rule. So the government took over in a way, get pastors and people to register, and they are funding them. Why am I telling you this story? The reason I'm telling you this is this. Because the government understands that when there is enough noise, when there is enough noise, the people will stop listening to the music. Have you ever wondered that Christianity thrived wherever there is persecution? Why do you think it's so? Because in the face of persecution, the people become focused. the people see themselves as in danger. And so, all attention is tuned to the Holy Spirit. Save us, Lord. Take over your work, oh Lord. Expand your work in our hands. Lord, do miracles here. Prove to these people that you are God. Do something wonderful. Do something great. That is the kind of prayer that people pray under such circumstance. But as soon as there's relaxation of the rule, the TV adverts, the movies, the wines, and what have you, they are the noises of life. And before you know it, you become so complacent. You listen to the noise. You no longer listen to the music. When somebody came up in this nation and said she wants to be the leader, and they asked her, "Do you believe in God?" She said, well, she has outgrown that. She used to think that way, but she no longer thinks along that line anymore. She talked about how she won prizes during Bible studies in her church as a young person, but no longer thinks that way anymore. We ask people to pray her out. Some of us who are complacent. You ask some Christian, they say, look, I just wonder if the other person has a good program. Pro? When somebody says there is no God, you say, pro? What program? The election is not fully determined yet. You better pray so that she won't stay there, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. They say for years, no first-time government has ever lost, but she will lose in Jesus' name. When you say there is no God, these are the people who make all the noise. So you listen to the noise and not the music. And you know, some noises, you just like them. Before you know it, you have missed the beat. You are not going to miss the beat in Jesus' name. Our responsibility is to keep listening to the music, irrespective of the level of noise. Irrespective of the level of noise around us, our responsibility is to keep listening to the music. You know why? Because there is blessing that comes from listening to the music of the Holy Spirit. Open up with me to Luke chapter 10, verse 41 and 2. Luke chapter 10, verses 41 and 42. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about how many things? About how many things? About many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary had chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. In other words, Martha, Martha, you listen to too much noise. Dance to the music. Stop listening to the noises of life. Dance to what? To the music. One thing is needful. One thing is important. The melody of the Holy Spirit. That is what is important. There's something that no man can take away from you, Martha. Not all the... Look, let me tell you something. Jesus was speaking to Martha, not because Martha loved to cook for people. Not because Martha was hospitable. No. Jesus was not faulting Martha because she was hospitable or was cooking and looking after people. Jesus was upbraiding Martha because Martha worried about too many things. Martha took on the problem of the world. Martha took on everything that was going around. Martha was not selective. I want to let you know that the level of success you ever attain with God will depend on how well you are able to prioritize your life. If you are not able to prioritize, you will be listening to too many noises and you will miss the music. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Now let me tell you something about noise. Do you know that noise is not always so bad? But we need to listen to the music beneath the noise, the one that is underneath the noise, even though the noise may be loud. After all, the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Noise is not always so bad. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Because some noises can be joyful. That is why we can be easily distracted. But underneath that, we need to keep watch. Do you know, I will share the story of one man with you, Paul. Do you know Paul was meant to take the gospel to Rome? Why noise may not always be so bad? Paul was meant to take the gospel to Rome. But as far as he was concerned, he had found a place to preach and to spread the word. But noise started, and the noise became a vehicle that took him to Rome. So sometimes, if we can listen to the music underneath the noise, we will find out that the noise itself may not be as bad, because God has appointed it to be a vehicle that will take us to our destiny. And you will not miss your destiny in Jesus' name. Open to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 23, verse 11. Acts of the Apostles, 23, verse 11. Let me share something with you there. That's about Paul. He says, and the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul. For as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. But for Paul to be able to get to Rome, what happened? Persecution had to arise. Persecution arose. Paul was put on trial. In his defense, he ended up being sent to Rome to plead his case. And when he got to Rome, what happened? What happened? He preached the gospel before kings. He preached the gospel before the governor. He preached the gospel before the people that mattered. So that's why noise may not always be so bad. In other words, what I'm saying is this. When you are going through the storms, it's a noise. It's your vehicle that God is going to use to transport you to where he wants you to go. A good example is Joseph. Do you know the kind of noises he had? He had the noise of hatred. That hatred was what? Was the ignition key that started the engine of his progress. He had a dream already, but he didn't have a clue how to get there. Many colors. And because he was favored by his dad. And the ignition key was the hatred of the brother. He started the car. And of course, he didn't stop there. He was then sold to slavery. The slavery provided the transport that got him to Egypt. Praise the Lord. It wouldn't have been convenient for him, but that was the transport that got him to Egypt. And then, of course, when he got to Egypt, he stopped firing his car. You know, when you let the car go, we have a van here. I've let it go for some time. I didn't start it. What happened? The battery went flat. I had to call RAC to jump start it. Because he got to the house of Potiphar and God had prospered him and the man favored him. He was feeling at home. He was happy with the situation of things. And what happened? God had to jump start him, calling RAC of false accusation. And then his car started again. And he landed where? He landed in jail, in prison. And that was the garage where he was meant to be. Ready. Ready to go where God wanted him to go. So he was parked in the garage of the prison. He was waiting. And of course, disappointment came. Do you know why that disappointment came? Because he thought he had arranged everything, used the gift that God gave him. And disappointment came. The person who was meant to recommend him did not recommend him. Because God will never let you miss his timing for you. If he had gone earlier than that time, he would have missed the timing of God for him. You will not miss the timing of God for your life in Jesus' name. Listen to the music beneath the noise. You know, God also told me something. He said to tell you that the seed of excellence and the seed of his presence that is in you will be expressed irrespective of your location, your circumstance, your emotional being at that time, whether it is up or down. Do you know how he proved to me? He took me to study the lineage of Jesus. And they divided the lineage of Jesus. They look at, you know, they look at people before they were taken to Babylon and before they came back from, and after they came back from Babylon. Praise the Lord. And God showed me something. He said, my seed was in them even when they were in Babylon, because God's plan was already made even before they went to Babylon. And so when they were in slavery, that spirit of excellence that the Savior was going to come through them was still in them. And when they came back, when God brought them back, there was an expression of that glorious presence of God in their lives. And that is your story in Jesus' name. Your location now will not stop the power of God. What you are going through now will not stop the expression of the glory of God in your life. You know what? If you don't let it, your current situation cannot and will not overshadow the glory of God in your life. It may lie dormant for a while, you think. If it lies dormant, like it lies dormant in Joseph, he was already promoted. He thought that was the best thing possible at that stage. He was already feeling comfortable. He needed to be jump-started. And God jump-started him. He fired him to his place of destiny. You know the music to you and I. What should be music to us should be the word of God. It doesn't matter what's going on. Underneath that, hear the word of God. Praise the Lord. Can you just quickly go with me to, I'm aware of the time now, go to Psalm 89. Let me just read something to you there. Psalm 89, verses 15 to 18. Psalm 89:15-18. He says, listen to this. He says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted, for thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Take note of verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. When you know the sound of the voice of God, it's a wonderful thing. You are going to be blessed. In the midst of the trials and tribulations of life, you continue to hear God. You hear his word. You hear his instruction for you. He leads you to the place of freedom. He leads you to the place of breakthrough. He leads you to the path of your destiny. Blessed is that person that hears that joyous sound. Listen for that joyous sound. The music is in his promise. It's in his promise for your life. We talked about the covenant of God earlier on today. The music is in his covenant. It doesn't matter what tune the world is singing. Remember the covenant of the Lord. It should be music into your ears. Encourage yourself in the Lord. And the Bible said David did what? He encouraged himself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the word of God. Where are those days that we used to walk around and repeat the word of God? I remember, you know, some of us in those days when you are driving way back home, when you are going somewhere, you are repeating one verse after the other. You are repeating it as if you are doing incantation. Am I right or wrong? Am I right? How many of us didn't do that? You will be going for an interview. You are doing incantation with the word of God. Eh? You are going somewhere. You are afraid. You say, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me, judgment I condemn, because this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, which I am. And you begin to say things like that. Where is it? You're no longer listening to the music. Tell your neighbor, say, awake this morning. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 23, verse 17 and 18. Begin to speak his word to yourself once again, like you used before. Let me tell you, this is the best place to serve God. I want to let you know. There are some distractions. There are lots of distractions, I will tell you. But if you make up your mind, this is where you have impact. There are people who are hungry. You see, I keep telling people, I like it when people from here say, look, we are going to Africa to evangelize. We are going to, you know, we want to go and talk to people about God. We are going to Caribbean Island. We are going to this North America. We are going to all these places in South America. You know, we want to go and disciple people. I say, look, there are a lot of people on our doorstep here who don't know God. Wealth, physical wealth, is not equal to spiritual well-being. Go to Revelations. The Bible was saying, he said, look, you think you are well fed. You think you are rich. When you are poor, you think you are this. You may be rich. You may have all the material things in this world, and you'll be poor before God. And that's why God says what? Blessed are those who are poor in the spirit. You may have the riches of this world, and you are not poor in spirit. Then you are not blessed. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Proverbs 23:17. He said, let not thy heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long, for surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off, for surely there is what? An end. That trouble you are going through, there is an end. That impossible situation, there is an end. Look, let me tell you something. I tell us, you see, when we are going through situations and we take the wrong decision, by the time God settles you, you will look back and you will regret that decision you've taken. So you better take the right decision, because the Bible is telling you here. It says, for surely there is an end to that problem. There is an end to that affliction. There is an end to that infirmity. Call upon the name of the Lord. There is an end to it. Because it says, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. So if God is already assuring you that that desire of your heart will come to pass, why should you take the wrong turn? The music is in the hearing. Hearing the word of God. Anytime you hear, you stand to be blessed. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 16 and 17, Jesus said to his disciples, he said, blessed are the eyes that see these things, and the ears that do what? That hears the sayings. Because you are hearing the word of God this morning, the Lord is saying your ears are blessed in Jesus' name. Blessed are you when you listen for his voice in the midst of your turbulence, in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your tribulation. Blessed are your ears when you strain your ears to actually hear what God has to say. The Bible said he sent his words and healed them and to deliver them from their destruction. In the face of the tumor, he will send his word. The word will heal you. The word will deliver you in Jesus' name. Can we just rise on our feet? Tell God and say, Father, teach me to listen to the music of your voice. And teach me to listen to the music of your words. It doesn't matter where I find myself. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. Father, teach me that I will listen in my abundance, in the days of my weakness, in the days of my trouble. Father, may I hear you clearly. Because the Bible says, it says, my sheep, they hear my voice. The voice of another, they will not follow. That you will hear his voice. You will hear his word. You will hear his instruction. You will hear his commandment on that day. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, follow. So you begin to lay emphasis on what is important and not the things that are not important. How important is that thing? In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you for your word, because the entrance of your word giveth light and it gives understanding even unto the simple. Father, we have come to you in simplicity and you have enlightened our hearts today. My Father, my God, every unproductive noise, I pronounce them silent in the lives of your people in Jesus' name. Every noise that is not meant to be a vehicle that will take them to the place of their destiny. Lord Jesus, I say they decline that ride in Jesus' name. You are not going to waste your time. The Lord will direct you to the path of greatness. That seed of greatness in you will come forth today in Jesus' name. The word of God becomes music to your ears. His instruction becomes music to your ears. You will not miss your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will bless you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Can we share the grace?